Chapter 16. I find complete happiness. I visited very many countries, but I did not forget. I often thought about poor Ham and proud Steerforth. My heart was full of my love for Dora, but she was not with me. My life was empty, and I wanted to die too. I fell ill and could not work. The months passed, and I discovered Switzerland. I lived there in the mountains and slowly started to forget. When I was well, I began to meet people. I was interested in life again. I wrote a new book, which I sent to Traddles. He sold it for me, and I earned enough money to live on. One day, I received a letter from Agnes. It was a kind, happy letter, and I read it many times. While I was reading it, a new thought came to me. I loved her, and wanted to marry her. But to her, I was just a brother. She did not want to be my wife. I decided, though, to return to England. I went to London. It was very cold, but I was happy to see the streets and houses again. I went to Traddles' house first. He was living in three small rooms. While I was walking up the stairs, I could hear girls' voices. That's strange, I thought. Who are they? Traddles opened the door. Copperfield, he shouted. Come in, come in, you look well. My dear old friend, I said, and shook his hand. Then I saw that he was not alone. This is Sophie, my wife, Traddles said. I'm a happy man, Copperfield. I'm married, married. You didn't tell me, I cried. No, Traddles laughed. It's a surprise. Sophie was a very pretty girl, and clearly a good wife. Her four sisters were living there too, in quite a small space. But Sophie managed the home very well, and looked after all of them. The rooms were comfortable, and Traddles was happy. I talked to them all, and we laughed a lot together. I enjoyed my first evening in London very much. The next morning, I went to Dover to see my aunt. She told me all the news. Both Mr. Peggotty and Mr. Micawber were happy in Australia. Mr. Micawber was working hard, and he was not borrowing money. He sent my aunt money when he could.